SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
You can talk to Mum about anything. She's tough but fair. Mum commands respect. Mum loves it when you do good and is disappointed when you do bad. Mum taught you better than this. Mum is everywhere. She sees all. Mum doesn't take sides. She is the mediator. Mum is forgiving. She just wants you to all get along.
Yaan ang social worker na ipinanganak na Egyptian, Amira Amin, kausap ang isang mentor sa isang kamakailang kaganapan na tinawag na Hackathon 2.0 sa Perth. Ang hackathon ay apat na araw na sesyon ng brainstorming, pagpapalitan ng idea at pagbuo ng paraan upang labanan ng mapuot na mga salita o pagkagalit na nagaganap sa online. Ito ay umakit sa mga online designer, mga mag-aaral, mga social worker, mga biktima ng mga militanteng pag-atake at maging ng mga inilarawan ang kanilang mga sarili bilang mga dating makakanang ekstremista na bumuo na ngayon ng mga grupo para labanan ng online na pagkagalit. Si Amira Amin at ang kanyang pangkat ay nakaisip ng pagkakaroon ng isang online na presensya na inaasahan nila na maaaring tumugon sa lumalalang antas ng masasakit na salita o hate speech sa internet. Ito ay ang presensya ng isang ina.
She's going to have a very active presence, so she's going to be posting, she's going to be commenting or post online, so she'll have a social media page on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and I guess her role is partly around, you know, mediating things and also just about monitoring what's going on, and so if she sees a post that she doesn't like, that she'll comment on it and say, you know, Mum doesn't like this, or Mum, you know, just have an emotional response. So I guess we're trying to like build that whole presence around your relationship with your mum, and then just to instill that, like, that second thought of, oh, is this okay? What would my mum think if she, you know, read this?
Ang ideya ng pangkat ni Amira Amin ay itinuturing na siyang pinakamahusay sa apat na araw na hackathon. Kabilang sa ibang ideya ay ang halimbawa ng isang estratehiya ng komunikasyon sa isang tao na gray o kulay abo upang ipakita kung gaano magiging nakakabagot ang mundo kung walang diversidad. Kabilang sa mga dumalo sa kaganapan ang kilalang tao na tulad ni Jill Hicks na nawala ng parehong binti mula sa ibaba ng tuhod noong taong 2005 sa naging pambobomba sa London Underground. Siya ay naging tagapagtaguyod ng kapayapaan, nagsasalita sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo tungkol sa pagkakaroon ng pagkakasundo sa bawat isa. Sinabi ni Jill Hicks, ang Australia ay kailangan magkaroon ng pag-uusap tungkol sa kung anong klase ng bansa ang gusto nito na maging.
Firstly, who are we? What's going on? How are our views differing, particularly in the last few years? And where is the potential for extremism to be bubbling up in our communities? And how are we getting onto that before it even builds into something that, well, we don't want to see happen in this country? So prevention, I believe, is the only way that we should be tackling extremism in this country.
Sinabi niya, nag-aalala siya tungkol sa kinabukasan para sa kanyang anak na babae at iminungkahi niya na ilang tao ay minamaliit ang kapangyarihan ng mga salita na kanilang ginagamit sa online para makasakit sa mga tao at pag-alabi ng takot na hindi batid.
We do have to have a responsibility. I think it goes beyond being politically correct or saying that we're not valuing freedom of speech. Of course we must value those things. But equally, we're in 2016. We surely have evolved to a position in humanity where we can be able to talk to each other as human beings without segregating where we're from culturally or what we believe religiously.
Isang biktima ng trahedya ay si Alpha Cheng, nang kanyang ama ay sa palarang nabaril at napatay ng 15 taong gulang na batang lalaki sa labas ng police headquarters sa Kanlurang, Sydney. Ayon sa pulisya, ang batang lalaki na nabaril at napatay naman ng pulisya ay naimpluwensyahan sa online na gawin ng walang pinipiling pagpatay. Sinabi ni Alpha Cheng, marami pang tanong ang kailangang maitanong.
There's very little discussion on the drivers that have created sort of extremism and violence. It's always talk about like what's up here. It's like going, it's immigration, something that's very external. It's like if it's a terrorist attack, if it's like, oh, we have to go bomb somewhere that's really far away. It's not because there is a culture or there is a system of disadvantage and victimization that has created that.
Sinabi ni Alpha Cheng, ang kawalang pagkakaisa ng lipunan ay mahirap unawain at sinabi niya, hindi dapat nagawing simple ng mga leader ng komunidad at politika ang mga isyong ito.
By addressing those, we can actually tackle a lot more issues than just looking at extremism. There are a lot of drivers out there that's causing a lot of disenfranchisement, youth unemployment, our low achievement. And if we want to be in a thriving, innovative country where everyone has opportunities, that's what we need to solve and not kind of talk about solutions or the exclusion of people to be a solution.
Sinabi ng guro na mula Canberra, ang galit ay naghahatid lamang ng higit pang galit. Dagdag pa niya, matapos ang pagkamatay ng kanyang ama, hangad niya na makatulong para mabawasan ang takot at pagkabalisa at yaon ay tunay na nanggagaling mula sa tunay na pag-alam sa kultura at reliyon ng ibang tao.
The desire for everyone that I've worked with is for a safer, more inclusive, and more successful Australia. And that's what we have to remember, that everyone here, at the end of the day, what they wish and what they value is to feel safe, included, and to feel like that they have every opportunity available to them as an Australian.
Samantala, sinabi ng inilarawan ng sarili na isang dating makakanang ekstremista, James Fry, bilang isang teenager, siya ay napahanay sa isang grupo na sinisisi ang iba para sa sarili nilang mga problema at kakulangan ng oportunidad. Sinabi niya, sinamantala nito ang isa sa pinakapangunahing pangangailangan ng isang tao, ang mapabilang sa isang bagay.
Up until that point, I'd always been part of something bad, always getting in trouble, not fitting in. I could suddenly fit in, and it no longer required me to do any work on myself or take stock of myself or what might be wrong with me. I could solely put on the others, and I could be seen as noble by doing that. And that was incredibly attractive to a young boy, incredibly confused in a complex world.
Isa na ngayong manunulat, sinabi niya ang kakayahan at pagiging madaling ma-access ng social media ay nagkakalat ng mapupuot o masasakit na salita sa mga antas na hindi pa nakita ng lipunan kahit kailanman noong mga nakaraan. Dagdag pa niya ang kanyang tinatawag na silent majority na tutol sa mga mapuot na salita o hate speech ay kailangang magsalita sa online, ngunit dapat na sumali sa mga dialogo kaysa sa subukang patahimikin ang iba.
What we've seen happen across the world in this rise of far-right groups is that when, say, people who may traditionally be on the left shut these people down in dialogue, then they usually walk into the open arms of the alternative right, who are happy to apparently listen to them, and they feel heard, and they're happy to, I guess, get swept away in the more extreme messages that they may have.